Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey testified in Pittsfield Monday at a Department of Public Utilities hearing. Healey is challenging a request made by Eversource to raise its electricity rates next year. The hike would mean a $96 million increase next year and $50 million annually for the next 4 years for about 1.4 million Eversource customers, if the request is approved by the DPU. Senior Vice President and Chief Customer Officer Penny Connor represented Eversource at the hearing Monday in Pittsfield. Connor says the company is losing money because it's expensive to serve the area.
The cost associated with serving our customers here in Western Massachusetts are greater than the revenues that we're collecting associated with the rates that are in place.
Eversource has invested in renewable wind, solar, and soon hydropower, too. The company extends miles and miles of electric lines across rural areas to service Western Massachusetts.
Despite all our efforts to reduce costs, we have needed to make capital investments to keep the distribution system and maintain service quality.
All told, Western Massachusetts customers would pay $36 million more next year and $8 million annually for the next 4 years.
We know there is never a good time for a rate increase, and that no rate increase is welcomed by customers.
The hike could cost Western Massachusetts customers an extra $150 a year on average. State Attorney General Maura Healey says that's unacceptable, and many customers already struggle to pay their bills.
When so many customers in Western Massachusetts are struggling to make ends meet, and businesses in particular here in Western Massachusetts are trying to lower their energy costs to maintain and grow jobs, which is important to all of us here in the state, not just important to people in Western Massachusetts, it's time to return money to customers, not to raise electric bills to benefit a highly profitable utility company.
State legislators, City of Pittsfield leaders, and representatives of Berkshire Medical Center, Berkshire Community College, several businesses, and more than 100 residents echoed Healy's testimony.
We are frustrated and we are angry about this rate increase. And we are here to ask you to remember the people of Massachusetts.
That's House Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a Democrat from the 3rd Berkshire District, leading the state legislature's testimony. The lawmakers contend the rate hike is going to disproportionately affect Western Massachusetts. Eversource subsidiary NSTAR, which serves 1.2 million customers, will raise rates in Eastern Massachusetts too. That will yield $60 million in revenue for the utility company. Basically, that means the 209,000 customers who are served by the Western Massachusetts Electric Company will pay one-third the value of the overall rate increase.
Let us paint a picture for you of Berkshire County's current economic hardship and ongoing population loss. Since 1990, our median household income has grown significantly lower and slower than Massachusetts as a whole and nearby New York State, which, by the way, is just 8 miles down the road from here.
Berkshire County's average household income is 7% lower than the national average and 26% lower than the Massachusetts average. Its workforce has dropped 11% in the last decade, partly due to the loss of manufacturing in the region. Farley Bouvier is concerned the utility company will use the rate hike to fill its stockholders' pockets instead of improving service.
The fact that this unabashed money grab is to happen at the expense of the working people of Berkshire County is obscene.
WAMECO's shareholders received a total return of 89%. Eversource wants to continue to earn more than 10% return on equity, or ROE. Healey says it's the company's right to request a rate change, but not so exorbitantly.
Every 1% reduction in the company's ROE here will save WAMECO customers almost $4 million a year.
Healey will continue to oppose Eversource's proposal at additional Department of Public Utilities hearings scheduled across the state. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau to Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.